Hello.
Hello, my name is Joshua from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a confidential and secure poll about Aurora Public Schools and possible issues on this year's ballot. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
Are you registered to as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you so very much, sir. This November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Very certain.
Thank you, sir, for your opinion. First of all, considering general conditions like the economy and quality of life, do you feel things in the Aurora area are heading more in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Wrong.
Thank you for your opinion, sir. And what is your opinion of how people living in the neighboring areas of Denver and Cherry Creek view Aurora generally? Do you think they see Aurora as about the same as where they live, as having a better quality of life, as having a lower quality of life?
Lower quality.
Thank you very much, sir. In general, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the Aurora Public School District where you live? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
Not so good, right? Thank you so much. How familiar are you with the area's neighborhoods and schools within the Aurora Public School District, including its sites and geographic territory? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar?
I'm very familiar.
Thank you so much. And have you heard or read anything about Blueprint APS? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Moving forward, do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
Somewhat high.
Thank you so much. Have you heard about, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes?
Yes.
Yes or no? Thank you so much.
Yes.
And while nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can afford and absorb this increase without any problems? Can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks and other spending? Cannot afford this increase, it hurts household finances badly.
We can afford it, but it still hurts the household finances.
Badly, right? Thank you so much. And as you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's Proposition HH ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have on your household finances? A big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much impact at all?
A small positive impact.
Thank you so much. In the following ballot issue is up for a vote in the upcoming November 2024 election. Would you say yes or no on a $1 billion bond for Aurora Public Schools with no increase in property taxes to pay for repairing and renovating all their schools to provide all our students with high-quality educational facilities, repurposing schools to provide new and real-world learning opportunities for students, expanding schools' choice and programming options for more APS students, adding additional space in school for mental health providers to increase student access to mental health services through this district to the district? Yes or no? Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Also, Aurora Public Schools may ask voters to approve a $30 million mill levy override ballot issue that, without increasing property taxes, would fund ongoing maintenance needs for schools building, ensure access to upgraded technology, and free up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff. Would you vote yes or no on this?
Yes.
Thank you. Moving forward, following up, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Those against this Aurora Public Schools bond and mill levy ballots might make. This is a statement. Since property taxes are so high already and going up continually, it is better for taxpayers to vote against any new APS bonds and mill levy increases in order to lower property taxes instead, especially since this big district that has enough money already would spend this extra money on projects far from my neighborhood. You agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Okay, thank you so much. Lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the APS bond and mill levy ballot issues might make. Rate each as very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason to vote yes on these 2024 ballot issues. With both Denver and Cherry Creek funding improvements in their schools, Aurora needs to stay competitive by improving and modernizing its schools. Very strong reason, somewhat strong, weak reason. What would you say? Very strong reason. The same options. This large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools be the best school district in the state.
Hello?
Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Somewhat strong.
Thank you. Many APS buildings that are 30, 40, or even 50 years old have maintenance needs that have been put up for years. Just like any home or property this old, the buildings need to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed so these schools last and students have good learning environments. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Very strong.
Thank you. This investment in Aurora Public Schools will keep the community's public schools strong and help increase property and home resale values. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Very strong.
Thank you. Providing students and staff with updated technology devices and ensuring that schools have the latest state-of-the-art technologies to keep students engaged and excited about learning. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Somewhat strong.
Thank you. Bond funding will allow the district to build more spaces to expand preschool programming to prepare its youngest learners for success in kindergarten and throughout their K-12 education. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Somewhat strong.
Thank you. This large bond and teacher pay mill levy come with no tax increase. Very strong, somewhat, or weak reason?
Very strong.
If you're doing school renovations and replacing, making buildings more energy efficient, saves taxpayers millions of dollars in lower utility bills and reduces the district's carbon emissions footprint. Very strong. Somewhat strong or weak reason?
Somewhat strong.
Thank you. Providing more spaces for mental health professionals to work with students will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressure and be safe, more productive learners. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Somewhat strong.
Thank you. The bond will fund a skills training program called PTEC, a partnership with a community college, APS, and local employers that includes specialized technology training for today's skilled jobs, internships, mentoring, and apprenticeships so students graduate ready to fill available jobs. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Continual security upgrades, including updated cameras, more secure entry vestibules, and local mechanisms on classroom doors are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Very strong.
Thank you. And the best way to build a stronger, safer future for the Aurora community is to invest more in educating our kids, giving them skills needed to succeed in today's job market, and keeping our schools in good shape. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Very strong.
Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and proceed. And finally, having heard all this information, would you vote yes or no on the following APS November 2024 ballot issues? $1 billion bond to build state-of-the-art facilities for all of our students to ensure older buildings are repaired and maintained, and to provide innovative workforce training at no additional property tax increase. Would you vote yes or vote no?
Yes.
Thank you. A $30 million mill levy override to pay for ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensuring access to upgraded technology and freeing up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff at no additional property tax increase. Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Moving forward, what is your gender? Male or female?
Male.
Thank you so much. And what is your age? Between 18 to 39, between 40 to 54, between 55 to 64, or between 65
40
and
to 54.
Okay,
40
thank
to 54.
You so much. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Latino ancestry? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be either African American or Black? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Do you own or rent your current place of residence, sir?
Rent.
Thank you so much. And what county do you live in? Adams County or Arapahoe County?
Arapahoe.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children currently in the Aurora Public School District? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Have a great day. Have a great
you
evening.
You too.
Bye.